So why don't we get started with number one, Henry and Mary Catherine Barth.
May I just, want to mention to everybody, unfortunately, you can't get through the middle, so when the chairman calls you up, if you would like to come up to the board, you need to go over to the side there. I think you should, yeah.
Wouldn't you prefer that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, it's a little...
It's not our usual alignment.
Set up.
Because of the primary, we've got the room set up for the voting, so we've got a little bit of an unusual setup here. So, good evening. If you could please, I'm going to have the vice chairman swear you in, if you could please stand and raise your right hand.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you.
And could you please state your name and address for the record?
Henry Fair, 55 Guinea Road.
Okay, very good, thank you. Okay, sir, why don't you just give us a brief rundown of what it is you're looking for with your application?
Okay, depending on having a shed 12 by 14 to be erected. We got the permit from the town, but then it was denied because it was within the less than 20 feet allowed between the neighboring wall and the shed. So we asked for a variance. This is the reason why we...
And the shed is not up currently, right?
No.
No? Okay. We get some folks who come here to beg for forgiveness rather than ask for permission, which is why they ask me questions. This is on the side setback. I assume the mailings were in order?
Yes, the mailings were in order.
Thank you. What's the size of the shed?
12 by 14.
12 by 14?
Yeah.
If I'm looking at the pictures that you've provided, where is the shed going?
The red dot somewhere.
Yeah.
Where the red dot is?
Yeah.
Okay, where the red right here. Thank you. And the property slopes uphill from that point behind it?
No, it's level. Behind it, yes. To the back, yes, it slopes, yeah.
The neighbor that wrote the letter on your behalf, are they to the left of where the shed is designated in the picture? Would be right.
Where would they be located in this picture? Across to it.
Yes. Okay, the one is here and the house.
Oh, so they're right there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll just note for the record that there's a letter from a neighbor, Mr. and Mrs. Philip Gallo of 69 Guinea Road, stating that they have no objection to this application. All right, any of the board members have any other questions? Is there anyone in the audience that has any comments or questions about this application? Nope, okay. All right. Board members okay with voting on this evening? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so at this point in the proceedings, we've asked all of our questions of you, and we would close the public hearing and move on to a vote. However, as I explained earlier, because there are only five of us, we do give you the option to defer the vote until next month, hoping that we'll have more board members present. So I want to give you that option. We'll vote on it if you want us to, or you can defer. It's your choice.
Please vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. We will do that. All right. Unless there's any deliberation, I'll entertain any motion anyone care to make on the application.
I vote to grant a 10-foot west side variance on this application.
Very good. Do I have a second?
Second.
I think Paul was first with the second. Okay. Rod, if you could address the criteria.
Sure. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created by this variance? No, absolutely not. There are many sheds in that neighborhood, and in fact, the neighboring property that is closest to the shed approves of its placement. Further benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than the variance. Well, I suppose by moving the shed into a particular position, but otherwise not. Whether the requested variance is substantial, arguably it is substantial, but I wouldn't say it's so substantial that the application should be denied. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions, there's been no testimony to that effect. Or not, the alleged difficulty was self-created. Well, it's only self-created to the extent that virtually everybody wants or needs a shed on their property.
Great, thank you, Rob. I'll do a roll call vote. John, I'll start with you.
In favor.
Paul?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Rob?
In favor.
I'm in favor as well. Congratulations, great.
You okay, have thank you. Knees up.
Hang on. There has some paperwork for you.
Hold on. He has to sign and then I'll give you.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.